Before you heap praise on your son or daughter for the way they look, should you stop to think what your compliments are doing for their body image? Lib Dem Women's Minister Jo Swinson says that parents who praise their daughters and sons for looking beautiful are actually in danger of fueling their children's insecurities and sending them the wrong message that looks are the most important thing to succeed in life. It's better, says the minister, to praise our children for their intelligence. The writer Frances Bursko with us this morning. Morning to you, Frances.
Good morning, Stephen. How are you?
Doing okay, thank you. Also the writer and journalist Claire Campbell. Morning to you, Claire.
Morning.
What do you think, Frances?
I think it's an absolute load of nonsense, to be completely honest. This woman doesn't have any children of her own, and yet she feels that she's an expert to preach to other mothers and families that about the way to bring up children. It's just complete nonsense. The way that she talks, she sounds like a Victorian governess. I mean, what century are we in now, you know?
Claire?
Yeah, well, I've got two daughters, unfortunately, who are both battling eating disorders. And so it's something I've thought about a lot. And I think I'm not saying you shouldn't praise your child for the way they look. And I think every parent naturally does. But I don't think you should praise them for their looks to the exclusion of other qualities. Like, try and encourage them, you know, to take on challenges, to be positive about them as a person, what makes them special to you, but other qualities other than just looks. Because I think the message we're giving out to our children, particularly in adolescence, when most children will have dips in self-esteem as they grow up, is, you know, being popular, clever and good-looking is hard to pull off for everybody. And they've got to have something that they know that is secure, that they're loved for who they are and not just what they look like.
It's common sense, surely, that, you know, you do everything in moderation with children. You don't heap praise on them for one thing pick out one child and ignore the other. It's just, it's all about common sense. And this is something that you develop when you become a parent yourself and when you've been in contact with the children for a long, long time. That you can work it out yourself. It's kind of a natural process. It's part of the whole becoming a parent thing. And so to be lectured by somebody who doesn't have children, that just doesn't work for me at all. I think she sounds like Jane Eyre or something. Her suggestion is that you praise a child for the way that they, for her example that she gives, is to praise a child for the way, the skill that they use in finishing a jigsaw. Now, this in itself just proves what, you know, how behind she is. I mean, until from a child stops playing with jigsaws when they're about three, and, you know, they move on to other things. It's crazy. I mean, that sort of example just goes to prove she's just not with the real world, and she's not qualified. And I would completely ignore any suggestions that she makes, because she doesn't have a clue.
Okay, so listen.
Just because she doesn't have children doesn't mean that she isn't right. That there is an incredible emphasis in our society now. I mean, you've only got to pick up Hello or OK to see everything is on body image and how you look. And if you're constantly telling your child it's so pretty, you're buying into that rather than telling the child other things.
Of what she's saying is that you shouldn't ever praise your child for their appearance. There's a difference between doing it all the time and making them obsessed with their appearance.
Did she actually say that? I mean, no, I wouldn't agree with that you never do. I mean, obviously, if you think they do look nice on a particular day or they've got dressed up.
Exactly. This is what I'm saying about moderation. I mean, with children, you have to be, you could gauge it depending on what sort of personality, what character they have, what their insecurities are, or what you feel that they might benefit from. That is where you get, I mean, these are the sort of things that you learn as a mother, or maybe another example might be a school teacher of a primary school would have the same ideas as well. I mean, I think they would be able to give that sort of advice.
But I think, to be fair, a lot of her comments are coming from this cross-party organisation that is looking at body image and why there is such a rise in mental health problems among the young. So she's probably speaking on the basis of a lot of research that's been done and talking to parents and to young people.